This is episode 1994 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back midweek to our series all about productivity in a crisis. As we experience this coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic, you may be at home, isolating, and you might feel as though, even though you have all this time on your hands, that you're not really getting a lot done. You may feel like you don't know what's going on. Just know that what you're experiencing, we are all experiencing, and when you are in a stressful type of situation, such as a pandemic, your fight or flight response is activated. And so the focus and mental clarity that you might yearn for at this moment, it's hard to access that because your energy is going elsewhere. So just know that the more you can breathe deeply, do the breathing technique I shared with you in yesterday's episode, and mentally affirm that you can do this, you will get through this. Your challenge this week has been to keep a productivity journal to help you process those emotions and to get your energy back on your mental clarity and your emotional processing. A journal is a fantastic way to do this. Of course, meditation is as well. If you can do both together, you will notice this is a tremendous support for you during this time. You might even share it with your family members or those that you are isolating with, if you are with others. So as you experience the stress and the fear, your step for today for productivity is allow yourself to experience whatever you're feeling. So many times when we are in an uncomfortable situation, we want to forge through and just push forward. But what can happen is that at some time, your emotions will catch up to you. So as you go about your days in isolation, for many of you, or if you are working on the front line, there's so many people out there. You may be one of them, putting your safety on the line to help others. As you experience these more highly elevated states of stress and anxiety, allow yourself to process the emotions. Notice and describe the emotion. Notice, I'm feeling worried today because I was out and I feel like I was exposed, and I'm worried that I might catch the virus or that a loved one might catch it. You could acknowledge this reality, but then you could also state some other facts that are also true regarding your stress, such as, most people won't get the virus, and most people who do get the virus survive. The overwhelming majority survive. So the best thing is to take care of myself and to sleep well, to try to eat well, to have some movement and exercise in my day, and to meditate and to keep a productivity journal. These are ways that you can allow your mental focus to be redirected away from stress. Your stress will make so much more sense if you process it in this way. So your step for today is to allow yourself to process your emotions. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what is causing you to feel stress? Is it a news source? Is it someone you speak to regularly? And then allow yourself to process that stress by also stating some true facts that can counteract the heightened emotions you might be feeling. And in your journal, notice what uplifts you. Today, after I exercised, I did some nice stretching and yoga postures, and this really helped me. I noticed that I need to be stretching more as I myself am experiencing the coronavirus in my neck of the woods. So notice how you are being impacted by what's going on around you and process it in the best way you can. You have a meditation technique to help you as you process your emotions. This is a fun technique to do. It is the mudra. I share a mudra midweek in each week's series. So this is for a Wednesday's episode, and I share the mudra on Wednesdays. I know many of you tell me your favorite techniques are the mudras. So the mudra is a way to activate a corresponding region of your brain. When you hold your hands in a mudra, you activate little nerves that are all throughout your hands and your fingers. And for the mudra today, it is called the Naga Mudra. And this is a mudra that's simple to do. You will place your hands vertically upward in front of you with your palms facing your chest. Now take your right hand and place it sideways behind your vertical left hand. So your right hand is sideways behind your vertical left hand. It looks like you're making a little cross. Now you'll make another little cross with your thumbs. You will place your right thumb into your left palm, and then you will place your left thumb over your right thumb. This mudra helps to calm your mind and body so that you can focus. You can hold this mudra right in front of you at your chest or place it on your lap. You can hold it for 5 to 15 minutes at a time. So as you settle yourself down to meditate, this Naga Mudra can be a fun way for you to help focus so that you can feel more productive, more emotionally settled during this time of great fear and uncertainty. Create your own sacred space, your own inner peace. If you'd like the full half hour guided meditation that I share each day, you can try for 2 weeks free access to the full app, Sip and Om Meditation App. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.